Good evening. Take a small moment and say a few things. Pretty much simply that it's good to be back. Many of you have known me before I was born, known my parents before they were married, and so it's good to be back and it's good to be home. I haven't lived in Fort Worth in, for 9 years, so it's been a little while, but I've seen you all, and I know most of you, if not all of you. And it's been a little bit weird to come back home, but very warm feeling, so I appreciate you very much. And it feels good to be back up here. Tonight I would like to bring a small lesson, a small thought, something that I've needed to hear. So hopefully it will be a benefit to all of us. If you would, get your Bibles out and turn to Luke chapter 8. We actually talked about this in Bible class on last Wednesday, I believe, or somehow it came across my mind last Wednesday, and it's what sparked this lesson tonight. There was a woman who realized that she needed help and that she was not well, and that the only way to get well and the only way to find happiness or for her to feel fulfilled was to find Jesus. And if you look in Luke chapter 8, verse 43, we'll read this account. Now, a woman having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent all her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any, came from behind and touched the border of his garment. And immediately, her flow of blood stopped. And Jesus said, "Who touched me?" When all denied it, Peter and those with him said, "Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" But Jesus said, "Somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me." Now when the woman saw that she was not hidden, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared to him, in the presence of all the people, the reason she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately. And he said to her, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well. Go in peace." It's an amazing story. It's one that I remember hearing when I was a child and just thinking how it's one that really illustrated to me not only how powerful Jesus was, but how loving Jesus was. And how his ways are higher than our ways. When he says, "Who touched me?" What was Peter's reaction? "What do you mean, who touched you? There is a multitude around us. People are touching you at every second. Why is this one thing different?" And he says, "Well, I felt some power leave me." And I remember that stuck in my brain as this is who Jesus is. That he is just radiates power. And it's something that this woman recognized. It's called faith. And it's that faith that brought her to the realization that without Jesus, she would be sick. And that the only thing that would make her well was Jesus. And it's the same for us. And I think sometimes we forget that. "Well, if I could only have a little bit more respect from those in the church, I think my faith would feel stronger. If I could only find a wife," and that one's mine, "things would feel a little bit better. If I could only get a little bit more easygoing ways at work or whatever it may be. If I could only get closer with my father or my brother or my sister, whatever it may be, then I will be okay." Missing the point. The only thing that can make us feel stronger and fulfilled is Jesus. And he's not far. Turn to Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17, verse 26. This is Paul speaking in the Areopagus, my favorite chapter in the Bible, and I'm sure you're familiar with it. And he is describing God. In verse 26, "And he has made from one blood every nation of men to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their preappointed times and the boundaries of their dwellings." Verse 27, this is our emphasis for tonight. "So that they should seek the Lord in the hope that they might grope for him." and find him. Doesn't that sound exactly like the woman? That they might grope for him and find him. And then here's another thing that's always stuck with me. Though he is not far, he is not far from each of us. For in him we live and move and have our being, as also some of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Brethren, it may be the case that we find ourselves separated from God. That there is a multitude of people or distractions or sickness or things that are out of our control that may present a barrier between us and Jesus, just like the woman. But can't you picture her seeing Jesus and in the middle of this multitude and her trying to find her way to him? She may have had to have some strength, even though she wasn't a very strong woman. But she knew that she could get there. And it's the same with us. Brethren, if our faith is faltering, if our spirits are dampened, if we feel lethargic, apathetic, downtrodden, tired, it's our fault. And, on a more encouraging note, the answer is right next to us. He is not far from each of us. God has revealed himself to us in his creation, in the love that we have for one another, in the sending of his Son, in his Word. He's not far from each of us. And it's something that that woman realized. And the moment that we realize it and grope for him, we will find him. And just the hem of his garment is enough to save. So whatever you need to do, whatever we need to do together, you individually, to get to Jesus, do it right now as we stand, as we're sure.